Okay, well, let's begin. We'll name our sins to God the Father if we have any sins, and then we can be filled with the Holy Spirit to begin our lesson today.
现在来跟我们的神，我们上帝认罪，天父认罪，然后让圣灵可以充满我们，然后开始我们今天的课程。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
感谢天父让我们有这个机会时间来研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message that we can be enlightened regarding your plan for our lives.
我们祷告让我们能够专注于你的话语，然后让你的话语能够启发我们，而能够让我们真正的专注于你教导我们的，我们对我们生命的计划。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're looking at the new subject, that's the book of life.
我们现在正在继续研读的是生命册这个主题。
When we finished off our last lesson regarding this, we were looking at the book of life in regards to the white throne judgment.
我们在前一个主题永恒的耶路撒冷结束之后呢，我们开始研读生命册啊，了解在这个大白宝座前的审判后要发生的事情。
Now, when we begin actually going through all the verses in the Bible about the Book of Life, we're going to have to start back in the Old Testament, and then we'll work our way forward. Just we'll go chronologically through the Bible about where the verses are.
我们呢也把这个有关生命册的所有的经句呢一个一个的做了一些解释，那先是从这个旧约里面的经句然后到新约。
So actually this verse that I have up on the board now from Revelation 20, there's one in verse 12 and I think another when you get to verse 15. They're at the end of that list of verses, but I've put it here first because this shows the importance of the book of life in regards to believers and unbelievers.
那我们呢现在呢先把专注力放在启示录啊，启示录20章里面有非常多跟这个生命册有关的一些概念，那我们现在来看的是启示录20章12节。
And also it's really important for us to understand that unbelievers' names do not go in the book of life, so that when we go back to look at the verses right from the Old Testament about the book of life, you have to understand that the book of life is not for the unbelievers, for the believers only.
我们要知道哈，生命册呢，是一个列了所有的基督徒名字的一本书。如果是非基督徒的话，他的名字是不会出现在生命册里。
Yeah, and another thing that we have to understand, this will help us to get a better idea, is that the unbeliever does not go to the lake of fire because of his sins.
另外一件事情我们也要非常清楚的就是呢，那所有的非基督徒哦，他绝对不是因为他们的罪而去火湖被烧。
See, a lot of people, they think that the unbelievers go to the lake of fire because of their sins, meaning their personal sins that they've done, all the bad things they've done during their life, and that's simply not true.
很多人呢会以为非基督徒他们之所以被送去火湖是因为他们个人的罪，他们所做的一辈子所做的坏事让他们最后是会被火湖烧死。
The reason that they do go to the lake of fire is because they've rejected Jesus Christ as their savior.
但其实那并不是正确的。之所以非基督徒会进到火湖去，完全是因为他们拒绝相信耶稣基督是他们的救主。
You can't make sins an issue about your salvation or anybody's salvation. So if you start to emphasize about sins, they'll look at a Christian and say, well, the Christians are sinning, so why aren't they going to the lake of fire?
Sorry, what did you say about Christian?
Well, if you make an issue about sins, like if you emphasize that you can't have sin to go to heaven, this Christian's a hypocrite. He says that he can go to heaven, but he's sinning and I'm not sinning.
我们必须要理解哈，就是如果呢一个非基督徒他因为自身的罪而被送到火湖去烧死的话，那就非基督徒就会在 在质问说，那很多基督徒也一样犯罪，为什么他们没有送去火湖烧死，却可以去天堂？
And then the Christian could argue, he could say, well, Jesus Christ paid for my sins.
然后呢，这些基督徒就可以去辩解，他们说，哦，因为耶稣基督为我们赎了所有的罪。
This is a true statement, this is true, he can say, Jesus Christ took the punishment for my sins.
的确，耶稣基督真的是为我们承担了所有的罪。
But the Bible also says that Jesus Christ took the punishment for the sins of the unbeliever too.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣基督也一样为那些非信徒承担了所有的罪。
So what's the difference?
所以并没有错啊。
The only difference is that one person believed in the work of Jesus Christ and the other person didn't. That's the only difference.
所以到底这个基督徒跟非基督徒有什么差别呢？差别只在于基督徒相信耶稣基督所为人类全部人类所做的事工，而非基督徒不相信。
And because the unbeliever rejected the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, then God cannot impute perfect righteousness to that person.
所以唯一的差别呢，是因为非基督徒不相信耶稣基督为所有人类的罪而上十字架而死，因此呢，神无法将他们神的这个完全的公义传送到那些非基督徒的身上。
And when we're talking about these kind of things, I usually bring up this verse here because this is the one that helps to explain that there is that one sin. And this is in Matthew 12:31. In this verse here, he's actually referencing the unbelievers. And he says here, this is Jesus speaking, he says, I say to you, all kinds of sin, really means every sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven to men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven.
我们现在看一下那个马太福音12章31节，因此我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵的总不得赦免。
And that's the only sin because it's the Holy Spirit that makes the gospel message clear to the unbeliever.
因为我们要理解圣灵呢，是让这个福音的话语可以被这些非基督徒，就是非信徒，让他听懂福音的话语。一个非基督徒，他要能够听得进福音，完全是要由圣灵做工。
Now, if you remember, we've studied about Operation Z before. This is for the believers. And Operation Z there, God gave to us the ability to understand the thinking of God.
我们知道哈，我们在讲 Z 行动的时候呢，我们理解这个 Z 行动，它其实是圣灵在信徒身上做工，也就是神的话语要经由圣灵的做工啊，我们这些信徒能够得以接收，然后相信。
When we looked at some verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we read that for the unbeliever,If he tries to study the Bible, it's like foolishness to him. It does not make sense because the Bible it's the thinking of God. And we cannot understand the thinking of God without the Spirit of God.
在哥林多前书第二章里面曾经讲过，就是对于不信的人他们在读圣经的时候，他是完全觉得是一团没意义的话语。也就是说，即使是神的话语，它也需要圣灵的做工，就是由来自神所赐的圣灵才能够让我们读得懂。那对于不信神的人来讲，他那个圣灵是没有办法去在他身上做工，让他听懂、看懂圣经。
That's why in Operation Z, we see that you need the human spirit and you need the filling of the Holy Spirit in order to understand the thinking of God, to understand the Bible.
所以呢，我们想说这个 Z 行动呢，是要必须是在这个圣灵充满的情况下，让这个读神的话语的人，他要有经由他的人的灵，经由圣灵的充满，他才能够真的理解神的话语。
Now the gospel message is actually the thinking of God as well. This is the word of God. You know, when we talk about the gospel, the very basic meaning about how to be saved. Now this is also Bible doctrine. It's the word of God too.
我们讲说福音呢依然是神的话语、哦、这个是让我们得以得救的话语就称之为福音。
And so people might say, well, how can the unbeliever even understand the gospel message? Because this is like God's thinking. This is the word of God. This is an event that we cannot see. How can we understand and how can we comprehend and how can we believe?
而那我们就会问说那为什么非信徒他可以听得懂福音呢他能接受福音呢
Okay, well, it's the same situation, but like for the believers, we have Operation Z for the believers, but there's also a kind of Operation Z for the unbelievers.
But only for the gospel message.
Just for the gospel message, that's right.
所以呢其实呢这个非信徒接受福音的过程其实是跟我们信徒的 Z 行动是一样的好只是圣灵会为非信徒做的功就是让他听懂福音但是他如果没有接受的话他就没有办法再听得懂更多来自圣经的教导
Can you see the website now that's come up on the screen?
Yes
Good, okay Now, this is the book Witnessing which is on the ChinaGraceMission.com website
好我们现在在荧幕上看见的是就是上校牧师写的一篇文章叫做做见证 Witnessing
Yeah, just mention the website again It's worldwideweb.chinagracemission.com
这个文章呢是可以在这个就是这个所有的书籍都可以找到的那一个网址就是 chinagracemission.com
And I think they've only just recently put this book on the website because when I looked in the past, I couldn't find it. So I think this is a recent addition.
这一篇文章可能是最近才被放上这个网站的哦，因为之前 Tim 要找的时候是找不到的，现在有了。
You can actually read the book, Witnessing, on the diagrams here. They have a diagram called the Mechanics of Salvation.
在这个文章里面呢，有一个图解。它叫做它的中文翻译说救拯救的技巧 I think it's not a quite good translation in Chinese
Maybe not And then actually the translation of the diagram might not be very good as well But I've got
Because
the English
you know that the translation in Chinese is like the salvation The skill of salvation
Oh, well I should say mechanics Mechanics relates to the working devices of something
Right, it's not the skillMechanism is like a
system or something like that.
A system or procedural, right?
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's not good. I'll give you the English first. That might be better. And then maybe we can work off that. Mechanics of, it's called Mechanics of Regeneration in the English. It's probably best just to translate straight from the English.
Okay. It's better.
So what we have here is it's like an Operation Z, but because the unbeliever does not have a human spirit, we see what happens here is the Holy Spirit acts as a human spirit.
我们现在看的这个图哈是有关非信徒他们在接受福音的一个过程。那我们要知道就是信徒跟非信徒的最大差别是信徒是已经有了一个人的灵。而非信徒是没有得到人的灵。那在这种情况下呢圣灵就取代人的灵来帮助这个非信徒来理解福音。
Yeah, because we're given the human spirit, that's one of our 40 assets that we're given at the moment of salvation. And by the means of the human spirit, we can be born again. That's really what born again is when you get the human spirit.
我们要了解当一个人相信了耶稣基督的时候呢他就得到了40个礼物、哦、其中的一个礼物就是人的灵那这人的灵一得到之后呢我们就是等于重生了所以说基督徒等于是接受主耶稣基督的时候我们就重生的意思其实很大的原因就是来自于我们得到了人的灵
And that's why we have those verses in John 16 verses 8 to 11. And that actually that's what this is talking about, that the Holy Spirit is acting as a human spirit.
在约翰福音16章11节里面呢，有很清楚的讲说，这个当非信徒接受福音的时候呢，这个圣灵是当作人的灵来作用的。
So let's say that, you know, this is in the soul of an unbeliever. Here, somebody is giving him the gospel, and he could be hearing it on a radio, he could be hearing it from a neighbor, he could be reading a gospel message in a Bible tract, or even reading a few Bible verses. He's opened up a Bible, and maybe he's reading John 3:16.
好，就是在一个非信徒呢，他有可能，比如说不小心就在这个收音机上听到了福音，或者是他刚好拿到了一个福音小册，然后就认识了福音，而且这个福音刚好在讲的就是这个约翰福音的三章十六节，然后他就读了。
I haven't seen them in Asia, except maybe you have Christian groups, they might go around occasionally, but it's very rare. But in places in the West, like in the United States and Canada, and I've seen them in New Zealand, you have street preachers, and they will stand on the corner, usually with a Bible in their hand, and they'll shout out the gospel message, and that's their job. They'll stand there all day long, and sometimes they can attract quite a crowd of people to come and listen.
那其实在西方呢，更有一些人呢，他们是会站在路上就直接的这个大声的传讲福音。那有的时候在西方的这些城市里有这样的人在传讲的时候，是会有一些人就是围在他旁边听他的福音的。
Yeah, though it is unfortunate that in recent years, and I've watched a few of these people on YouTube, before they used to be quite respected, but nowadays they come under a lot of attacks from people that object to them or are offended by them or people that are laughing at them. But they still continue on their mission because they know that they need to get the word of truth out.
但是令人难过的是呢，现在在有些时候会在那个 YouTube 上会看见，就是这样在街上传讲福音的人呢，现在已经不像过去会得到蛮多路人的一个尊重。现在反而有常常会发现有一些路人会对他们做一些侮辱性的话语，或者是嘲笑他们。但是这些人他们依然是非常勇敢的站在街头继续传讲，当作他们对神的一个服事。
Yeah, and this concept we see right back in the Old Testament. You know, we see some of the prophets, they would stand on the street or the street corners and they would shout out messages from the, from God.Like Jonah, when he walked in Nineveh, he'd be walking through the streets shouting out the message. It's not a new thing. This has been going on for thousands of years.
而这样子在街上传讲福音的事情是从那个神就是耶稣的门徒的时候就已经开始，所以这不是一个新鲜事，它是这两千年来都一直在这样做的。
But a country needs to have laws as well to protect those people. That's why you have the concept of a client nation, or you need freedom of speech laws. Because if these people do get attacked because of their belief, then the government can be there to protect them. But in many cases, the government in many countries around the world, of an Islamic nation, or like in China, for example, these people are actually, sometimes their preaching is against the law, or it's not protected. These people are not protected.
而我们需要的是政府国家对这样的传讲福音的自由是给予保障的，否则的话呢，就会变成像有些共产国家它是不准许人家传讲福音的，那 这基本上就是完全违背了一个自由民主国家该有的，就是人该有的一些基本的一些权利。
Yeah, and that's how these people, often they're persecuted, you know, whether it's persecuted by the government or sometimes they're persecuted by the public. It can be quite a dangerous job for these people.
而且甚至有些国家他们是认为这是违法的，然后就变成是让这些人是可能会被处死啊等等的，这就是非常恐怖的一个状态。
Yeah, but just to finish off on that subject, just if you do want to look up some of that stuff on the YouTube, the key words if you're doing a search is called street preaching. This is what they call it, street preaching.
这种在街上传讲福音的这种英文就叫 street preaching, 就是街头讲道。
Now to get back to where we were here, So regardless of how people are hearing the gospel message, the Holy Spirit is going to make that message understandable. Again, if it's from a street preacher, it could be in a church, it could be reading a Bible tract.
所以呢，我们知道就是说非信徒他听到这个福音的方法还蛮多种的，不管是从收音机、电视，或者是拿到小册子，或者是在路上的这种传讲福音的人。
Now notice at the top though, you have to have positive volition, and this positive volition has to take place all the way through. In this case, the person has to be positive to even hearing the message to start off with.
而这个听到福音的人呢，他从头到尾他都必须是愿意用一个正向的自由意志，也就是说他听到的东西他是用正面的态度要去接受他的，那这个过程才有机会让这个非信徒最终可以变成接受福音的人。
Because a lot of people, they just don't want to hear it. They see a street preacher and he's preaching by the road, and oh no, another street preacher. And then they walk on the other side of the road. They just don't want to hear him. So obviously, if they can't hear the message, the Holy Spirit cannot make that message understandable. Because now they're walking on the other side of the street. They just don't want to hear him.
如果一个非信徒他听到看到路边有人在做这个街头讲道，结果他就老远的就赶快离开那个地方，所以他根本听不见那个福音，听不见的话圣灵就没办法做工。
Yeah, or in some cases you get people from the church and they like to walk through the neighborhood, sometimes they even knock on the doors. You know, they knock on someone's door, they open the door, and the Christian would politely say, would you like to hear a message about Jesus Christ? And the person says no. Well, he has no positive volition, so he can't even hear the message.
也有一些这个传教士，他们是一户一户人家敲门，好，然后跟这个住户说，你们愿意接受我来传讲福音吗？那如果这个住在里面的人就说，哦 ，no， 不愿意，那这个门就关起来了，所以也就被关在门外了。
When we were unbelievers, somebody said, do you want to go to church or do you want to read a Bible tract?And we said, yes, that's why we're saved, because we said yes that first time.
那当如果你在街上有人说，诶，你愿意接听取这个福音的一些道理吗？然后送给你一个这个录音带。那这个录音带你告诉他说，诶，你愿意听，而且你回家还真的播放了，而真的听了。那这就是成为你成为基督徒的那个第一个机会。
Everybody is different, but in my case, for many years, I'd said no. Somebody said, do you want to go to church, or do you want to read the Bible, or do you want to talk about Jesus? And every time I would say no, no, no. But eventually, I came to a point when I became interested. So when somebody did say, do you want to come to church, I said yes.
对 Tim 来讲呢，他记得他当年哦，也是一再的跟这些对他说，你愿意听福音的吗？的这些传教士们，他一直都是说不，不，不。一直到最后有一天他突然觉得，诶，有兴趣了，他说 yes， 说好。
And maybe that happened in your life, or maybe you know somebody else that happened that kept saying no, but eventually they changed their mind. That's why we should never give up. When you do see people, they might say no, you know, don't write them off. Don't think that person can never be saved, because they can change their mind later.
所以呢，在很多时候我们在传讲福音的时候也不要被这些跟我们说不的人啊，给这个打消了念头，因为他很可能这个人在说了很多次 no 之后，他有一天会接受，愿意说 yes。
But eventually you get to hear the message because you want to hear the message. Or in some cases, even if you don't want to hear the message, but the Holy Spirit will use that information. You've tried to avoid the message, but now you have to hear it, and so now you're hearing the information.And the Holy Spirit is acting as a human spirit to make you understand the information.
所以不论怎么样，就是今天就算有一个人他的自我意愿是很低的，他不想要听福音，但是呢，都有可能在某一个特殊的机会中圣灵做工，而让这个人就听进去了。那这个时候呢，圣灵就是扮演了这个人的灵的角色，来让这个非信徒在没有人的灵的情况下接受了福音的教导。
I mean, even the unbelievers that don't want to hear the gospel message, you know, they must have heard maybe a Christian shout out to them, Jesus loves you or something like that. You know, they've heard something about Jesus. Even that little message, or that Jesus, he died for you, that kind of thing. If these people hear the message, even that simple sentence, the Holy Spirit is making that person understand that that information is true.
有的时候呢，一些非信徒他在路上或是在哪里听到了人家在喊的说耶稣爱你、哦、耶稣为你而死，也许他的自我的意识里面并没有接受，可是圣灵却有机会让这样短短的句子就烙印在他的心里。
But if the unbeliever, if he rejects that information, then he is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. He's rejected the Holy Spirit.
如果呢，今天这个非信徒他拒绝了这个话语，他其实就是拒绝了圣灵的做工。
Now see, the Holy Spirit is taking that information and putting it into the soul of that person, so that person can actually understand. So he can understand that information.
我们要理解就是说，当圣灵做工，将那样的句子或那样的福音好放进了这个非信徒的魂中的时候呢，他就因为圣灵的做工而让他的魂可以理解这个福音。
Yeah, but again, yeah, if he understands the information, he has to make a decision about it. And the Holy Spirit, again, is saying, this information is true, and he's saying no, no, no to the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，你就算你听进去了，你还得要下决定。好，你必须要下一个决定，说接受这样的福音。但是如果你的魂依然的是说不不不的话，他还是没有办法下这样的决定。
Now, as long as he keeps saying no to the Holy Spirit, and if he keeps saying no until the day he dies, he can never be saved.
但是如果这个人的魂一再的是对圣灵说不。一直不，一直不，不到他死了，那他就没有办法被救了，他就真的没有得救了。
But if the person in his soul, now he understands the information, now yes, Jesus loves him, yes, Jesus died for his sins, and you know, he is a sinner, and if he believes in Jesus, he gets perfect righteousness. If he believes that it's true, simple, positive volition, then we have regeneration, then he's born again.
但是呢，如果这个人他接受了这个福音，就是耶稣爱我，耶稣为我的罪而死，啊，耶稣他是可以拯救我等等的这些概念进到他的心中，他而且他有一天终于说我相信了，他就因着这个圣灵理解了，他也就真的信了，他就成为了一个基督徒。
So just like we had Operation Z for the believer, the Holy Spirit is working. You know, this is his ministry all the way through this operation. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, then for the unbeliever, you cannot be saved. For the believer, you cannot grow spiritually.
所以呢，在这样子的一个概念下，我们理解呢，其实对于一个非信徒来讲，他一样有一个所谓的 Z 行动，哈，这整个过程都是圣灵在帮助他，啊，最终他能够得以相信耶稣基督，并且重生，而且得到人的灵。
Okay, so now that we've seen the Operation Z or the mechanics of generation, you should understand that the only sin, and this is what it's talking about in Matthew 12:31, is rejection of the Holy Spirit, which is this operation here.
所以这个在马太福音12章31节呢，就是在描述这个所谓的非信徒成为基督徒的这个 Z 行动。
Okay, and that should help you see more clearly that the unbeliever does not go to the lake of fire because of his sins, but because he rejected the gospel message.
所以呢，马太福音12章31节很清楚的让我们知道呢，我们的人不是因着罪或亵渎的话去到火湖里的，而是因为我们拒绝了圣灵在我们身上做工，所以这样拒绝圣灵或亵渎圣灵的行为是不得赦免的，就会。Okay.最终会送到火湖。
Okay, and so then when you get to Revelation 20:12, when you see this judgment, you know, it starts off in verse 11, when you see the judgment, there is no mention about sin. There's nothing talking about people being judged according to their sins.
所以我们再回到这个启示录20章12节呢，他就很清楚的再次的告诉我们，我们所有的人的 被审判，他的重点不是在于我们人的罪，而是我们不相信耶稣基督。
And actually what's interesting is that they're judged according to their works. And remember, the works relates to good things. You know, they're good works. It's in the book of works. There's not a book of sin. All you have is the book of life and you have the book of works.
被进入这个大白宝座的一个审判的时候呢，只有两本书，好，一本就是生命册，另外一本就是生命的事工。我那本书不知道要怎么翻译 ,book of work。
It just says in English, it says they're written in the books according to their works. Everybody refers to them as the books of works, as plural as well.
Okay, 好，反正呢，就是在20章12节，这个启示录20章12节呢，就说其实这两本书，一本书就是生命册，一本书呢就是记载我们所有生命所行的好事，因为其实坏事已经被耶稣的十字架给承担了，就是耶稣死于十字架，就承担了我们所有做的坏事，所以这在此只有所谓做的好事的记载，那就是所谓的这个做我们的 Book of Works， 就是那个事工书。
Every person that I've done research on about the subject, that's just the way that they refer to it as books. Books is plural, of course. We got the S here, books of works with a plural too.
If we are all going to heaven, why we still need to check the books of works?
Okay, because the unbeliever, the reason he thinks he can go to heaven is because of his good works.
Mm-hmm.
And God has actually recorded, in these books of works has recorded all of the good works, because God knows when they get to heaven, they're going to say, let me into heaven, I've been good.
因为很多的这个非基督徒啊，他们都以为在人世间做好人好事，他就应该要有资格去天堂。所以呢，也的确这些好人做的好事呢，都被记载了，完完全全的被记载了。
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people actually they sort of accept that, you know, in this lifetime when they're on the earth and they say, well, I can never be good enough to go to heaven. I'm a bad person. I'm a criminal and I never expect God to get me into heaven. But probably in their mind, they're thinking that either heaven doesn't exist, like they're an atheist, or if it does exist, then maybe God will just let them in because God is love or something. They'll find some excuse. But a lot of people actually think they have this general idea in their mind that they're just not good enough.They can't go to heaven anyway, so they're not even thinking about this.
但是呢，当然也有一些人呢，他们认为他们的做人就是做的绝对是坏事连连啊，怎么样都不可能有机会再去天堂了，所以他们就，尤其是那，就是甚至有一些人他是根本就是所谓的无神论者，他也不相信天堂这件事。那有些人是相信了，但却认为自己怎么样都不可能好到做得够好能够去天堂，所以他就干脆就完全忽视这件事情。
Yeah, and because they have in their mind, you know, they're not thinking about the gospel message. They have in their mind that if you want to go to heaven, you've got to be good. I'm not good. I'm not even going to think about it.
这些人的心中他就是在想的是说他没有接受福音嘛，所以他想的就是说，哎，要去天堂就是得要做到非常完美的好人。那我不够好，我就根本不用去想这件事了，所以他就完全忽略成为一个做好人好事的人，也有这种人啊，就是因为他知道天堂根本不属于他。
Yeah. And so this is what we call a state of denial, actually. A state means like a state in their mind, a condition of their mind, is they just deny everything. Okay, there is no God, there is no judgment, there is no hell, I'll just forget about it. So eventually, you know, I think these people become quite atheist in their thinking. They just don't want to talk about it, they don't want to think about it.
而这种状态呢，就是称之为拒绝的状态哈。那拒绝状态的来源呢，很多人就是因为啊，反正他就不觉得他自己上得了天堂，所以干脆就否认有天堂，也否认有这个救恩，所有事情都否认了。那他就过他的生活，反正就不要去想那些事情。这就很多无神论者也是这样来的。
And so, you know, these people never think about it. And then when they die and they end up at the judgment throne of God, now they're before God, Now they're going to have to think of anything they can to get them into heaven, because the reality is in front of them. They're going to the lake of fire and they rejected Jesus. How are they going to get to heaven?
但是呢，他们不理解的是，因为他们呢拒绝了耶稣基督提供了我们救恩的这个事实呢，所以他们不论怎么样，他们就是会去火湖了，他们就是没有办法去天堂了。
Yeah, and they'll think of anything they can, any little good works that they can to try to plead with God, to try to say, God, please let me into heaven because I was a good boy. I used to help my mother in the kitchen and I helped a little puppy dog when he got run over by a car. And you know, I helped an old lady cross the road one time. They'll think of anything they can.
但是当他们最终要在大白宝座前去面对神的时候，他们还是会去辩解。跟神说，哎呦，我小时候啊，曾经这个帮助一个老太太过马路，然后我曾经帮助一个无家可归的小动物等等的，他会以为他做过的这些好事是让他可以得救，可以让他上天堂的。
And then of course you have the other people who were very good all through their life because they knew in their mind that one day they would have to face God, that they still rejected Jesus, but because they rejected Jesus,They think, well, but I'm going to be good. And they get involved, very heavily involved in religious works or being a very moral person. You know, all of the good works. And they've done this for a long, long time, expecting to rely on these things to go to heaven.
但是当然也有一些人呢，他是相信有天堂的，只是他不相信耶稣基督，所以他就花了一辈子做好人好事，然后他就认为这些他所做的好的事工可以让他将来可以上天堂。
And some people have become so good, even from a very young age. You know, they've been taught, they've been lied to say, if you're good, you go to heaven. So from a very young age, they've tried to be very good, expecting that one day they'll get to heaven and they'll be standing before God, just like in Revelation, and then they'll have to explain themselves. And then they can say, God, I was so good. I did this and this and this, and I did 10,000 good things. But God says, but that's just your works.
Earth.也有一些人呢，从小是被教导的，就是他要做个好孩子，做个好人，他将来就可以去天堂。所以他的一辈子就是这样子，非常非常的中规中矩的做一个好人，然后做很多好事，然后他到了这个大白宝座前跟神讲说，哎，我一辈子都在做好人好事，我一定可以去天堂。但是呢，神会告诉他说，你所做的都只是这些人的功，而不是神所喜悦的功。
Yeah, but God, as the judge, at least he listened to them. He was allowing them to give their reasons. But in the end, God has to say, well, I have all your works. I know exactly what you've done. I know all the good things that you did, but it's not good works because it's from your human good. And human good is evil.
所以呢我们要理解，就是神呢是会很有耐心的听他的答辩啊，但是最终会告诉他说，你所做的事情都是人的功，而人的功还是邪恶的。
And God can say the reason that you're relying on your works is because you rejected my son, you rejected my plan, you rejected my grace.
然后天父会告诉他说，你之所以不能上天堂，是因为你拒绝了我的儿子，你拒绝了我的恩典。
And your name is not in the book of life.
而你的名字并不在生命册里。
And after that, they'll get thrown in the lake of fire.
之后就会把它丢到火湖去了。
Okay, but they were given a fair trial. And those books of works, that's evidence. That's evidence from the unbeliever to say, well, they're good. But the evidence is not enough. It's the wrong evidence.
所以呢，这些工作就是等于好人好事的事迹的这本册子，的确非常忠实的记载了这些人所做的好事，但是这些事是不足以让他可以进天堂的，因为他必须能够接受神给的救恩。
Yeah, in fact, if we were just going to extend the name out a little bit, it's called the Books of Works. You know, the Greek word is ergon, but you can put in brackets here, it's the Books of Human Works, not Divine Works.
好，所以呢，我们刚刚讲的 books of works 这个就是等于事工书呢，应该要把它加一个字，就是 Books of Human Works。 Human 就是人类啊，就是人的工，所以这本是人的事工书，是不足以啊。它虽然记载了很忠实的记载了人的这些好事，但却不足以让他进天堂，如果他不是一个基督徒的话。
Yeah, and a verse that you should be familiar with as well. Remember in Isaiah 64:6, it says that the human works, and it relates to religion as well, is like a filthy rag unto God. God cannot accept them.
在以赛亚书64:6呢，就有特别讲到说，这些人的工其实是不被神接受的。
Okay, let's just stop for a 5-minute break. We'll come back at about 11:05.
好，我们现在休息5分钟，11:05的时候回来。
Okay, see you soon.
See you.